اللهم رب الدار التام والصلاة القائمة أتي محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة والرحمة.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. أما بعد، for my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we praise Allah and remember Him, and I ask yourselves and myself to remember Him and to have the taqwa and the khashya of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Last week we spoke about the ibad of Rahman, those servants of Allah who strive to adhere to the noble characteristics that Allah described them with in the Quran. Ibad al-Rahman al-ladina yamshuna 'ala al-ardi hawna wa idha khatabahum al-jahiluna qalu salama. We spoke about the servants of the merciful one who walk on the earth lightly, and then Allah says وَلَا يَزْنُونَ, and they do not commit zina. They guard their eyesight and their chastity. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray that we benefited from that reminder. We heard and listened and applied those words. Today, I would like to speak to you about another of these essential qualities of the ibad al-Rahman. In fact, the foundational quality of every true believer, and the source of all goodness, and the source of all nobility and good actions. In fact, this quality is the source of all goodness in the entire ummah. What is this quality? Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who do not call on any other than Allah, who do not worship any besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is because sound reason, sound mind, and reflection, it brings us to the realization that the Creator of this universe, He is one. It brings us to the realization that this whole universe, from the smallest atom, the smallest particle, to the most distant celestial body, all of this universe submits to a single law, a single command, the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything that we look at in the universe, it bears witness to the oneness of Allah. It bears witness to the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. As one of the poets said, فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٍ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. Everything that you look at, there is an ayah. فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. Everything that we look at, every particle, every time we look towards the heavens and reflect, we realize that all of this is governed by a single law, by a single set of order, and that there is no contradiction, there is no corruption in the universe. All of the systems in the universe They are in perfect harmony with one another. We have the orbit of the sun and the moon. Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. He created the seven heavens in layers. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. You do not see, you cannot see, in the creation of the Merciful One, any disparity, any wrong, any contradiction. It is in perfect harmony and order. If we look at the earth, the trees, the stars, the sun, the oceans and the water cycle, the geology of the universe, all of these things, they have their own perfect order within their own sphere as well as with one another. They work in perfect harmony. And this, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is the greatest proof of the oneness of Allah. If all of the physicists and chemists and geologists, the physicians, all of the scientists gather together and you ask them, does this universe have a single law and order, a single set of laws, or are they different for different parts of the universe? They will all submit and say that no, this universe has a single set of law. And this is the greatest proof of the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this idea that there are other gods, that there are many gods, or that God has children, or a son, or a daughter, this was a pagan idea. It was an idea that existed amongst the pagans, the people that worshipped different spirits. And it was not from the teachings of the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal. And however, this idea, it cropped into the message of Tawheed that was brought by Musa, that was brought by Isa, Jesus ibn Maryam, the son of Mary. These ideas, they cropped into that pure message of Tawheed, and it corrupted those teachings. Allah says, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةً إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَفَسَدَتَا. These are the amazing verses of Allah, so clear in argument and so pure that if anyone thinks and reflects, they will come to the correct conclusion. If there was any ilah, if there was any God besides Allah in this universe, then the universe would be in contradiction, in corruption. Why is this? Because a God, Allah, He has absolute will and absolute authority. If there were many gods, if they each had their own absolute free will and free authority, if each of these gods came together over a single piece of creation, then they must contradict. They each would want to have their own will with that piece of creation. They would fight or they would contradict over their will. Which one of their wills would take place? And so there would be competition, each one seeking to establish his law, his will, his desire. And then if one took authority, then that would be the God and not the others. So it is not possible to have multiple controllers of the universe. Just like you cannot have a car with more than one person driving. It will never drive correctly. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He reminds us of this, that if there were more than one God in this universe, if there was another God besides Allah, then the universe would be in creation, would be in corruption, it would be in absolute chaos. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, regarding the sun and the moon, you see how their orders are so perfect. The sun does not come and at the same time as the moon, but they come in their order. The night follows the day. Allah says, لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرُ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارُ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. The sun, it cannot reach the moon, nor can the moon reach the sun, nor the night bypass the day. But each of them, they have their own order, their own system that Allah has created. So we see that the Creator must be one. Otherwise, there would be competition, and this would lead to destruction and chaos. And my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if we look to Surah Mu'minun, Allah again, He provides an example and a powerful argument for those who reflect those who use their minds. Allah says, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِذًا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. There cannot be a son to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not take a child, because having a child is a sign of weakness. It is a sign of need. To need a child is a human need. Allah is perfect. Allah does not have any need for a child. So Allah says, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ. And there was no God with him, because Allah is perfect. He is holy. He does not need a child. Allah is in full power and authority. The Arabs, the pagan Arabs in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to think that the angels were the daughters of Allah. And some of them, they would worship the angels. They would call on the angels and thinking they're the daughters of Allah. And this pagan idea, it crept into Christianity and into Judaism. Allah says about the Yahud, they took Uzair as the son of Allah. Or they took Isa ibn Maryam as the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is speech with their mouths, but it doesn't have reality. ذَٰلِكَ أَقْقَوْلَهُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They're saying things with their mouth, but it has no reality, as Allah describes it. There is no basis in sound thinking or in sound reasoning. And it's contradictory to what Allah has done in His creation. Allah mentions that the belief in that God has children is something that is alien to the message of that the messengers brought, that all of the anbiya brought. It was never taught by any of their anbiya. Isa alayhi salam, he says in Surah Maryam, "Inni Abdullah." When the Jewish people gathered around Maryam and they said, "Where did you bring this child from?" Isa spoke, and the first words he said, "Inni Abdullah." I am the slave of Allah. I am the servant of Allah. Atani al-kitab wa ja'alani nabiyya. This is what Isa alayhi salam taught his entire life. And for hundreds of years before the corruption, the shirk entered into the teachings, into what he had taught. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِنْ وَلَدٍ. Allah says, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ. He doesn't say, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ, which means it is not befitting of Allah to have a child. He didn't say simply Allah did not take a child. But he says it wasn't befitting for Allah to have a child. The creator of this universe, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, how can Allah have a child when He has no wife? Allah is not a human being that has a wife or a child. وَلَوْ كَانَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقْ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. They each would have sought, each of the gods would try to take the greatest authority. Each one would like to be above the other. And so we see that this is a sign of weakness. If there's more than one God, each one will have to submit to the authority of the other. And this is weakness. And this is impossible on Allah Azza wa Jalla. And there are many, many proofs in the Qur'an. The Qur'an is filled with ayahs describing the tawheed of Allah and saying how it is impossible for there to be any shirk with Allah. Allah says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say that Allah is one, أَحَد, that He cannot be composed of components. He's not one of a trinity. He is not one of many gods or a dualism. Say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أحد. Say that Allah is one. And Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Him. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Anything that we see, it cannot be Allah. كُلُّ مَا خَطَرَ فِي بَالِكَ فَاللَّهُ خِلَافُ ذَلِكَ. Whatever comes to your mind, Allah is other than that. Allah is different than that. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. So Allah cannot be His creation. The idea of anthropomorphism. Allah cannot be part of His creation. Because whatever we can see, Allah is greater than it. Allah is the Creator. He is the Khaliq. And again, another proof, my beloved brothers in Islam. Imagine some people on a ship or on a plane about to sink or about to crash. And they know for sure that their life is over. They know for sure that doom has come and they have no other hope. And they're in that moment. Imagine that state, that moment of fear. Who do they call on? Do they call somebody on the phone? They all turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They say, Ya Allah, oh God, help me. This state of helplessness, every human being has it in his fitrah, in his natural state. Even somebody who thought he was an atheist, he has it in his fitrah, that it is Allah who controls all things in the universe. Or take another example of a person who has a headache. They take an aspirin. It doesn't get better. So they go to the doctor. The doctor gives them some medicine, some prescription. It still doesn't help. They go and they find out they have some terminal illness, that they're going to die within a certain number of weeks or months. So in the beginning they relied on the medicine, they relied on the science and on the doctor. But then in the end, when they realize, the doctor says, your time is this many weeks, who do they turn to? They turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They realize, they go to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is the one who removes harm. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبَ الْمُطَّرُ إِذَا دَعَانِ Who will answer the one in the helpless state? Who can answer him? Only Allah. وَيَكْشِفَ السُّوءُ Who is the one who removes harm from us? The illness from us. It is not the doctor. It is Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah says, regarding those who ascribe partners with Allah, He gives a challenge to them. A challenge that has never been fulfilled to this day and will never be fulfilled until the Day of Judgment. He says, what did they create? What did they create? Have they created anything? Can they even create a fly? Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا ضَرَبَ مَثَلًا فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقَ ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمِعُوا لَهُ Those who they call on besides Allah, all of these other gods, their idols, their Buddha or Isa alayhi salam, any person, can he create even a fly? Can all of the scientists together in the world, if they came together, can they create a fly? They cannot. They never will be until the Day of Judgment. This is the challenge of Allah in His book. All of them together, they cannot create a fly. And then Allah says, and if the fly took something from them, can they get it back? There's another challenge, the weakness of the human being. All of the research in the world, they will never be able to create even a fly, not to talk about the vast galaxies of this universe. And Allah says, after describing them, this challenge, مَا قَدَرَ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِي They did not make a just estimation of Allah. They thought that Allah was something so weak. They did not have the just estimation of Allah, the Lord of the universe. Everything in the universe glorifies Allah. Every particle in the universe glorifies Allah. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ When all of these ayahs are apparent, when all of these signs are open for us to see, then Allah says, Ya أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ O people of the book, do not go to extremes in your religion. Going to extremes means going outside of the boundaries set by Allah, worshipping other than Allah. وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ Only say the truth about Allah. إِنَّمَا الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتُهُ Isa alayhi salam, he is the creation of Allah. He is the son of Maryam, the messenger of Allah, and a word from him. A word from him here it means kun. Allah's command, be, and he was. This is what is meant by the word from Allah. أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمْ وَرُوحٍ مِنْهِ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثًا Allah says, when He showed us all of these signs that the creation cannot have more than one God, otherwise they would contradict and corrupt the universe, He says, then do not say ثَلَاثًا Do not attribute Trinity to Allah Azza wa Jalla. My honored brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah tells us about the sifat of the Rahman, الَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ. They do not make sajda to other than Allah. They do not call on other than Allah. They do not make ruku' to other than Allah. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, nothing can save you except Allah. He is the one who created you and gives you your rizq and takes care of you. So beware of turning away from Him to anything else. Do not seek anything other than Allah. If hardship befalls you, call on Allah. If you become ill, call on Allah Azza wa Jal. And yet we always take the means. We should turn to Allah with our heart, our soul, and all of our emotions. الَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ. This is the message that all of the prophets came with. The Tawheed of Allah from Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi ajma'een. They called to the worship of Allah alone. I ask Allah to increase me and you in iman and keep us on the Tawheed our entire lives and our children until the Day of Judgment. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم يا فوز المستغفرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must seek to affirm our tawheed in Allah by increasing our knowledge, by going to the people of knowledge, by listening to the beneficial talks, and learning our religion, by learning the fiqh and the beneficial knowledge of our religion. Please feel free to come to me to ask any questions after Jumu'ah or during any time, inshallah, and I'll be very happy to answer your questions from what I heard from the ulama. And we also have classes here in the masjid in fiqh. Every Tuesday we have a class in fiqh of tahara, and every Saturday we have a class in fiqh of marriage. We ask Allah to make us of those who increase their knowledge. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma shfi mardana warham mawtana. Allahumma shfi mardana ajma'in warham mawtana. Allahumma shfi mardana warham mawtana. Allahumma ighfir lana jami'an. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa aizz al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa aizz al-Muslimin. Wa alayka bi'a'da'i al-Din ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma ahsin khitamana wa khitam al-Muslimin ajma'in. Ya akram al-akramin. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab al-Nar. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa jazakum allahu khayran. وأقيم الصلاة. الله أكبر.